This recording, Sri Lanka 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuf, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Sri Lanka. An interesting thing about Sri Lanka is that most of the European countries call it the Pearl of Indian Ocean. It's a small island by India. I mostly came here because my dad was able to get the residency here. So through that, he applied for family visa. So that's how I got here. Currently, I am studying at UNLV and focusing on theater and more focusing on acting. Future plans, I want to graduate from UNLV, and I really want to focus on like going to the European side of the world. Sri Lankan food is very similar to Indian food, but it could be a little bit spicier than the Indian food. Also, I have one sister, and all of my rest of the family, my mom's side, my dad's side, all my cousins, and everybody is still living in Sri Lanka. So me and my sister is the first generation here in America, and they still follow like the most of the European like study system in the high schools, and most of the city people talk English language as a second language. But if you go more into the country, you can see that English is not very common, and Tamil is another second language in Sri Lanka. In 2010, me and my family went to see the Disneyland in California. That was my very first time seeing a Disney Adventures Park, and it was amazing. I was not expecting that huge rides, and it was like a wonderland for me. And I was so excited to see all of my childhood Disney characters like Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Cinderella. Like it was so much fun, and I get to try to do like all the Disney like world rides there, and I think that was the most amazing time I ever had with a family trip. And all I can say is that I'm really looking forward to do this Disneyland trip again, because it is, no matter how old you get, the fun you can have there is amazing.